Okay, so Kyle, thank you very much to Davide and the Fachler family for asking me to say a few words. My connection with Rav Mordechai Fachler was different to Rav Yisrael, and it's fitting in what I'm going to speak about. I knew him in England, and in England, this is about 18 years ago maybe, when we were in England, Rabbi Fachler gave every evening in Ne Yisrael in Hendon the Daf Yomi Shir. And I used to go and sit in his Gemara Shir, and I used to listen to his Gemara and his analysis and his Halacha, a very different side, another side than the one we've just heard about. And my wife had yet another facet of this, that she was leading a trip, she was organizing a trip to Prague, and he was meant to be Rabbi Beryl Wein, was meant to be leading the trip. And at the last minute, Rabbi Wein's father was taken very ill, and they were looking who is going to jump in at the last minute to this very high-end, people paid a very large amount of money to go to Prague with Rabbi Wein. It was a complete nightmare. No one is going to be able to step into those shoes, and in steps Rav Mordechai Fachler, and led the trip amazingly. My wife went along with him to Prague. So both of us had different connections in different ways with Rabbi Fachler. David asked me to say a few words of halacha and hashkafa. I'm not poetic, obviously. There's plenty of those in Alon Shvut, and therefore I'm not passing any halachas. But David suggested that I speak about women. I'm always good to speak about women. I'm always happy about it. My wife's happy for me to speak about women. In fact, the title of the shir is All Our Women Are Chashuvot, and my wife told me so. And therefore, I'd like to speak just for a few minutes that we have on the inyan of women leaning at Seder night. I'm assuming that most people in this room are very familiar with the basic parameters of the issue, and I'm just going to give you some overviews on a couple of issues to get ready for Seder night, please God, on Friday night. As is well known, there is a mitzvah drabonon to lean. If you look in source number one, the Mishnah in Arab Pesachim there says, "Afilu anish b'Yisrael lo yochel ad shi'atzet." So even a person who is a very lowly person has to make sure that they lean. Leaning is not an option, it's absolute obligation. Chazal even find a connection with the Pasuk. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, it says in number two, V'yaseiv Elokim et ha'am derech ha'midbar yam tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu led us around, say Chazal here in Shmos Rabbi, Mikan amar b'seinu afilo anish b'Yisrael yilo yochal at shi'yaseiv, shekach asa lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them ke'ilu lean, uses the word v'yasev. Of course, v'yasev on a pshat level means he took them around the midbar, okay, saviv. But they connect this with the idea of leaning, so leaning is, even though clearly it's a drabonon, they want to give it roots here in the Doraisa, in the Pesukim. And it's important to note, and this is an important halachic point, when Chazal defined the way to perform a mitzvah Doraisa, it's not just that, well, that's how you do it in its most optimal state. Meaning, if I had matzah without leaning, so fine, I was fulfilled the Doraisa, I just didn't fulfill the Drabonon. No, it doesn't work that way. Well, this is itself a debate, which is not for now, but once Chazal define a way to fulfill the mitzvah, that's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah. Look in the Shulchan Aruch for a second, number three. Kol mi shitzarech haseva, anyone who needs to do haseva, im achal oshata beloy haseva, if he ate or he drank without haseva, the matzah, the dekosis, lo yasa. You're not yotze. You have to do it all over again. Meaning, it's not just that you're yotze doraisa, not drabon. You're not yotze. And therefore, haseva becomes a very critical part of the Seder night. So how does it work with women? So, of course, women are chayav in all of the mitzvahs of Seder night, chayavot in all the mitzvahs, for different reasons. First of all, when it comes to matzah, women are chayav because of the hekesh between matzah and chometz, just like women are obligated in all the negative mitzvahs not to eat chometz, so too they are obligated in all the positives because the two are connected. So even though matzah is technically a positive mitzvah which is bound by time, Mitzvah Zashi says mangrama, nevertheless women are obligated doraisa totally, fully in matzah. In terms of the rabbinic mitzvahs, Chazal make a very famous comment number four, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Noshim chayavit ba'ar v'koytis halalu, she'apim ha'ubo'ithane. The women were included in, according to some understandings, instrumental in the actual mitzvah, the actual nates of Mitzrayim, and therefore women are obligated in the Arba Kosis. If women are obligated in matzah, and women are obligated in the Arba Kosis, so presumably women are obligated in leaning as well. That's part of the whole mitzvah of the evening. So therefore it becomes as a bit of a surprise when we see in the Gemara number 5, the introduction to the issue of women. Now have a look with me, number 5. Isha, and then the words are in brackets because this is a big debate. We'll see soon whether these words should or shouldn't be there. They are there in our Gemaras. If you look this up in the Gemara in Avi Pesach in Kufchet, you'll see the words are there. Isha etzel bala, a woman together with her husband, loy by haseva, she doesn't need to lean. Now, it doesn't sound as though she's prohibited from leaning, but she's exempted from the obligation. If she eats the matzah without leaning, she is yotzer. The im isha chashuvahi, if the woman is chashuva, and the Gemara does not define that, tzricha haseva, then she's obligated. And it's a chumrah, she absolutely has to lean, just the same as men have to. Why is it the women may be exempted from the mitzvah of leaning? So the Rashbam understands that this is part of her being with her husband, as we said. We said Isha Etzalba, look at the Rashbam number 6. Isha Einat Tzricha Hasev, although that's slightly different from the Nusach we have. He says, why is it in front of the husband there's an issue? Mipnei Eimas Bala. Now, Eima, what does Eima mean? Because she has a certain level of trepidation, a certain seriousness in front of her Baal. Ukfufaloi. And she is subject on some level to him. Meaning she can't show chayrus because at the end of the day, in front of her husband, she's not really free. And he gives another explanation. Umefarish b'shil, says the Rav Chai, lav derchayu d'nashi l'mizga. A different reason which we'll see in a minute. It's nothing to do with the husband. It says that it's not the derech of women to drink wine while leaning. When women drink wine, they drink wine without leaning. It's interesting, some people want to say that in the Roman times, Taga, this was the minhag. The Romans, the men used to drink and lean, and the women used to not drink, or used to drink and not lean. Okay, I'm not getting into that. You can go and ask an ancient historian and see how that actually worked. But he gives two reasons. One is because of the husband, and one is because it's not the derech. The Orza Ruah picks up on the husband reading, meaning, if you like, in number 7, Isha Eina Tzricha, Ipnesha Hikfufu Labala, so it's just like the Rashbam said, she's, if you like, subordinate, Meshubedet, if you like, to her Baal. The Ein La Nachom Laharot Lafanaf Sra Rava Cherut. It's not appropriate for her to exhibit in front of her husband Srara, as if she owns the place. Okay, or Cherut, as if she's free. The Ein Chashuva He. Okay, Neduna, if she's considered to be Chashuva, Tzrichase, but then she needs to have. However, most of the Rishonim do not have the Girsa in the Gemara of Etzel Bala. It's not really anything to do with her and her husband. It's to do with her as a woman. If you look in the She'iltas that we referred to before, look in number 8, Isha Eina Tzricha Haseba, my timer, Lav Darchai Denashi Lemizga, nothing to do with her husband. Women, it's not the derech of women to lean. So too, Rav Amram Gor in number 9, Isha Eina Tzricha Haseba, why not? Shein Darchai Shal Nashim Lahaseb. It's not the normal way of women to lean. And the Bach explains what happened and how the husband was brought into the picture. Let's see number 10 for a second. Isha chashuva tzricha haseba. Shama gemara ulefeirush ha-she'iltas nicha. He said he works best according to the she'iltas. The isha chashuva orcha lemizga. Because it depends on what is the normal way. Most women didn't lean. An important woman did. Avala perush rashbam kasha. He says, I have a difficulty with the perush of the rashbam. Da'af isha chashuva tzricha shitiya aleya aimas bala. Two reasons. Number one, even if she's an isha chashuva, if she's in front of her husband, does she not have an Eimas HaBaal? Just because she's an important woman, which we haven't yet really defined, it means she doesn't have Eimas HaBaal, number one. V'oid, and secondly, the Eimas Baal of Vada ain't called Kachke Eima Ha'av Ala Ben. And how much Eimas HaBaal is she really meant to have? She's scared of the husband. It can't be less than the father and the son. V'afo Pika in Chai V'laseg. And we see that the son in front of the father has to still leave. Are we going to say that the son to the father is more of a feeling of a fear and trepidation than the wife to the husband? He says, therefore, I reject it. It's nothing to do with the husband. We're going to go with the she'iltas. Umashinimta b'gemara shelanu, the words, etzabala, in our gemara. Isha etzabala, loy by haseba, ta'usai fahu. It's a mistake. It shouldn't have been there. It's nothing to do with the husband. The Talmidim, Higiu Kacha al Pi Perish Rashbam. So when the Talmidim were writing up the Gemaras at the beginning of every Zman, the Talmidim would write up the Gemaras, they put those words in by mistake because they knew the Perish of the Rashbam, that Ikeda Filo Almona Bagrusha, and therefore even a woman without a husband, Loi Boy Haseva, she doesn't lean, Kaperish Hashil. So, it sounds like, according to this, the issue of the husband is a bit of a red herring. It's nothing to do with the husband, it's nothing to do with Amos Abal. It's to do the woman. Women, the derech of women is not to lean. If she's chashuva, the derech is to lean. So let's have a look at what it might mean that she's chashuva. So the Rambam says in number 11,
go over the page. Isha eina tzricha aseva, then isha chashuva hi tzricha aseva. Just like we saw in the Shilz, as Rav Amram. The Kesef Mishnah brings three pshatim of what it could mean that she's chashuva, which has got nothing to do with the husband, as we saw. Kesef Rabbeinu Manoach. He quotes Rabbeinu Manoach, number 12. Isha chashuva, klayma. Here's the three reasons. Number one, she'ein lo baal. Maybe she has no husband. Dehi gveret habayit. She's a baalat habayit. That's what it means, she's chashuva. Therefore, there's no man there. Inami, alternatively, she has a husband, but she's an important woman in her own right. Shehi chashuva b'pri yadeha. She's a businesswoman. She runs a business. Bas gedolei hador. Or maybe she's well known because she's the daughter of a famous person. Eshes chayil, yiras Hashem. She has a communal persona. That's isha chashuva. Inami, alternatively, isha chashuva sheyesh la avadim. Maybe chashuva means that she has avadim. She has servants. She has people to do all the work for her. Ushvachayis. Shein etzrichel hitasik b'tikuna ma'achal v'inyani habayis. Why is she chashuva? Because she has people to do all the dirty work for her. She doesn't have to do any of that. Three reasons why an isha is chashuva. Okay? Number one, because she is a famous woman because she runs a business. Number two, because she is a famous woman because she's bas gedolei hador. Or number three, because she is, maybe she has servants, she has people to run the house, etc. It's nothing to do with the husband directly. The only problem with this is as follows. If you look, and this is where the line of the headline of the shir came from, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah gives an interesting, makes an interesting statement. It's not his, he's quoting already from the Baalei HaTosfos. Look in number 30. Isha eina tzricha haseva, ela im kein hi chashuva. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. A woman does not need to do haseva unless she is chashuva. We already learned what the different pshatim in chashuva might be. Says the Ramah, v'kol hanashim shalanu mikre chashuvois. All of our women are called chashuvois. Huh? So all the women should lean. And he says, achloi nagu la'afeif. But they still don't lean. Why? Kisam chol divrei aravya, dekasa debizmana ze'enav. And he doesn't really know why the women don't lean. Because according to the Ramah, the women should lean. Because all the women are chashuvot. Look in number 14, he explains why that is. Amnam loira iti bizman azeh nashim maseifas. He's in Poland in the 1600s. He says, I haven't seen the women leaning these days. The efshe shenagu lahakel alpi divrei haravya. Maybe they're being made to like the ravya. He doesn't really know why the women aren't leaning. According to him, the women should be leaning. But they're not. So he tries to explain the ravya has a shita that today leaning doesn't really mean anything. Because nobody leans. And therefore it's not derecheres to lean. The problem with the Ramah is as follows. What were the three understandings as to what does it mean that a woman is chashuva? Either it means that she has no husband, or it means that she runs a business, she's very famous, or it means that she has servants. What is he talking about? All our women are chashuva. All our women run businesses. All our women have servants. How does that work? Or what's his understanding of chashuva that drives him to say that all our women are chashuva? And if they are chashuva, why are they not doing what they're meant to be doing and leaning? So if you look here, you see a very interesting difference. And with this, I'll bring it to a close. It'll take a couple of minutes. That you see that the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim went in two very different directions. The Sfardim took the Ramah at his word, which is interesting because the Ramah is Ashkenazi and he's quoting the Mordechai and Mordechai is quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham, Baalei HaTosfos. The Sfardim picked up this idea that all the women are chashuvot and therefore they don't lean. Or they do lean, sorry. They do lean. The women do lean. Whereas the Ashkenazim, even though the Ramah said the women are chashuvot, for some reason they didn't pick up this idea of leaning. Have a look in the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim is Rav Yaakov Sofer, living in the early 20th century, and he writes as follows in his Perish on the Shulchan Aruch, number 15. The Isha Chashuva Kata Rabbeinu Manoach, and he gives the three understandings of Rabbeinu Manoach. Niu L'Tameh, and it's currently Yiksha Mashi Kata Kama Moram. He quotes the Ramah, and he says it's very difficult with what the Ramah said. How can that be? And therefore he gives a different understanding of chashuvas, which goes back to the husband again. Look what he says. Amnon habrokeach, but simon reish pei gimel kasa ve'im isha chashuvah she'ein habal makpid aleha. What does it mean, chashuva? Then her relation with her husband, her relationship with her husband is a little bit different from the way that women used to be with her husband. He's not makfid on her, meaning she has her own mind, she does her own things, and she makes her own decisions. Then he's not makfid. that makes her chashuva. He doesn't say whether it's about, he's not makpid on her leaning. Maybe he's not makpid on her leaning. Maybe he's not makpid generally. Tzricha seiba. Ulefize yavo divrei moram al nechon. Therefore, he says it makes sense what the Rama says. The cave and the chashiva too. Talui bekapeda tabal. Since the wife being chashuva is dependent on how the husband relates to her, the ata ain derech habal hakpid. And these days, the husband don't have that sense of concern or kapeid on the wife, as they call an ashim shilonim mikre chashuvos. And therefore he says, he brings it all the way back to the husband. It's not eimat habal. It's not that she's scared in some way of him. It's that his relationship with her is different, and he is broad in his relationship to her. And therefore he says in number 16, the ken kasev alavosh, amnon bekneses ha-gedoyle, kasev de-haminag bein ha-sfardim. The minag amongst the Sephardim, he says, is later, is the women should lean. It's ironic that the minag in the Sephardim is like the Balei HaTosfos. The in came near the gamba, and then he says he gives some advice, free advice to the Ashkenazim. The gamba kehilas kedoshes Ashkenazim. Even in the Ashkenazi kehilas, shenagu hanashim shaloy leitev, that the women don't lean. Hamachmira leitev, if the woman wants to be machmir to lean, havo alei bracha. That's a nice thing to do. Kevin she'eino ella d'nahagul haka, because it's just really a custom not to lean. It doesn't really make sense according to the Ramah. Okay? K'mar she'kotov ba'oitha kodim. Well, l'chein kevin she'heim chashuvas, since they're chashuvas, toiv l'tseis alibad kula alma. It's better that they should lean. And he says, and I'm telling the Ashkenazi women, I think you should lean as well. And this wasn't just him. I quoted in number 17, Rab Chaim ben Venisi, already from Izmir, from Turkey in the 1700s. He says the minig of the Sephardim is the women do lean. I brought you number 18, the Chazon Avadia from Rav Avadia Yosef. He says the women is the minig is the Sephardi women do lean. Minig bein Sephardim she'anoshim mesevos, they do lean. I brought you number 19, an interesting vignette from the Chasm Sofer. Looking at number 19, Ishta shel Chasm Sofer, bitu shel Argon Rav Kiva Eger, schuto yagin aleinu. The daughter of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he brings here, haytino hegileita bisnei bala. She used to lean in front of the Chasm Sofer, even though the Ashkenazi women didn't. For who hayam adak take shiyah muchan la safsal, he would make sure to prepare for her a special bench, miyuchad ra'uy la haseva. The Chasam Sofer's wife was an isha chashuva according to all counts. I don't know if she ran her own business, but she certainly was a very important woman, and she clearly did lean. And therefore, it's interesting that what has emerged is that the Sephardi women apparently lean. I don't know if anybody's been at Sephardi Storim a lot. I've never been at Sephardi Zedah. But according to what everybody says, the Sephardi women lean, even though it's an Ashkenazi psak, and the Ashkenazi women don't lean. And I brought you here, or meaning many of the Ashkenazi women don't lean, which is interesting, why they don't lean. We can speculate as to why it is, despite the Ramos psak, that really they're chashuvot because of the relationship with the husband, why do they still not lean? What is it that's stopping them from leaning? And I'm not going to speculate, but I'm going to bring you the Aruch HaShulchan to finish with. The Aruch HaShulchan, writing in Nevardak at the beginning of the 20th century, he says, Achshav, ein derech noshim b'hataya klal. Our women don't lean at all. The ein noshim shelanu oisos haseba. This is just not done where we are. And many women are horrified if you suggest that they lean. It says, oh, women don't lean. Rabbeinu HaRamah b'Seif Dalet, he quotes the Ramakas of the Noshim Shalanu Mikre Chashuvois, Hutzrichos HaSeba, Rakshisomchos Al Ravya. He brings the Ramah, he says that they rely on the Ravya, the Bizman Azeh Ein Haizeh. V'zeu Man HaMordechai, he quotes from the Mordechai. Well, is he only a Saiti Kasha? He says, I think the Ramah is very difficult. Kasha Lo Mekain. Deim Kain Lama Anashim Lo Samcho Al Ravya. If the women are relying on the Ravya, why aren't the men relying on the Ravya? I mean, it's a little bit kind of, he was picking and choosing. The women rely on the Ravya, and they don't lean, the men don't rely on the Ravya. And it's a Das Yochid, we don't pass it like the Ravya. So he says, what do you mean that the women are relying on the Ravya? They should lean, but they don't lean. He says, no, the women shouldn't lean. Finished. Elanira Shisamchu ala She'iltas, really the halacha, he goes all the way back to the She'iltas. He circumvents the Ramah. He says, our women are not chashuvos, and they shouldn't lean, okay? Varifka figirsa, vachashuva loy shchiach. There aren't that many chashuvas women anyway. Vaafilu in hi chashuva, and if she really is chashuva, einu machzekit asmokhe. She shouldn't behave that way. Interesting. Even if she is chashuva, she shouldn't lean. Interesting. So, again, you can read into the psychology, if you like, as to what's going on here. Why are the Sephardi poskim so insistent that the women are chashuvot, and they all lean, and that's the minag, and the Ashkenazim, who really paskin that way, are doing everything they can to try and show that it's not really the halacha, and the women don't lean.
So I leave it for you to kind of work out what's going on with the psak there, that everything seems to be crossing over like that. But lemaisa, I think you find that a lot of Ashkenazi women don't lean. I think in certain sectors of the Ashkenazi world, the women do lean. Whether it's become more of a like a statement is a this is should they lean? Where all the women that ever came to my state always leaned. But here you see a little bit of background. Please God, whether you lean or whether you don't lean, nevertheless, we should all perform mitzvahs, kedach and kedin, and we should all internalize the messages of Pesach, and please God, the Talmud Torah should be an ilu neshama for Rav Fachler and a zchus for his whole family.